2.5 million people visited our area over the last fiscal year, and they expect those numbers to continue growing. 2024 broke the record for the highest collections in tourism taxes at more than $22 million.
There's a lot of services that are paid for by visitors that if we didn't have those visitors paying those additional, it would either be an additional burden on our residents or those services just wouldn't be available.
Darren Schaefer with Visit Pensacola, he says those taxes benefit both visitors and locals. The numbers are expected to continue growing thanks to large events like the SEC Women's Soccer Tournaments, food festivals, and of course the two annual Blue Angels air shows. The mother and alleged accomplice of Home Depot shooter Keith Agee is set to go on trial Monday. Sheila Agee, she's facing principal to first-degree premeditated murder charges. A jury selection in her case begins on Monday. She's accused of helping her son coordinate the murder of Brooklyn Sims. There were a series of text messages encouraging him to kill the woman. It's 6:07 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
Drier air filtering in behind a cold front, leaving us with a cooler start to our Friday morning. Temperatures in those middle to lower 50s across the area. This afternoon, only going to top out in those lower 70s. Lots of sunshine on tap, and that cooler weather will stick around through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WEAR First Morning Weather Update.
Thank you, Marion. 54 in Pensacola. Gulf Breeze and Milton are next news at 6:30. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign and drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of Sign and Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign and Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
People still trying to digest this election. Mm-hmm. And people are celebrating, other people are wondering what went wrong.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
One of the questions is legacy media. Because it's the same talking
same
points.
It is, yeah.
And that for a lot of people, it really doesn't matter to them anymore.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Congratulate the Blue Angels. Last week they had their end of year celebration. Some people said there was a traffic problem out there. I know there was, but putting 130,000 people on the base, it's a math issue.
Yeah, a little one. A little massive traffic snarl for a couple of days of the homecoming air show.
I talked to the sheriff. I talked to the base. They were pushing people through. We're very fortunate to have the Blue Angels here. Obviously the Thunderbirds was an additional blessing. But we get the problem. The base gets the problem. The sheriff gets the problem.
Yeah, I don't know. When I talked to the sheriff, I got the impression that he said that they hadn't been involved in a lot of conversations planning ahead of time. So, right, wasn't that kind of what the sheriff said? Is nobody really asked them? And so Mike Kohler talking about that, again, catastrophe around the homecoming air show. I mean, the air show was great. And, you know, base will do what it does, but you know, was there cooperation? Was there an outreach to the county? Did the county get asked to help solve this problem that you had to anticipate?
understand the restrictions on Blue Angel as well as Gulf Beach Highway. We're going to have to figure something out, as well as Vice Admiral Gray knows the issue. Last week we talked about the installation in San Antonio. So that's a moving discussion. It's not forgotten. Trust me, I hear it.
Yeah, a little bit different than the CSX issue because, you know, I mean, the base's first mission is obviously base stuff. But when they're going to open up the base and do homecoming, you know, this is the kind of stuff that you expect there's going to be more planning about and, you know, more preparation for. CSX, on the other hand, is like, you know, just they have no obligation whatsoever. Literally, we are crossing their railroad tracks. They are not crossing our roads, which is sad but true. Cause I know people are, well, who planned for all this? Well, nobody. There's no solving. I mean, you know, I know Alex Andrade yesterday said that he had reached out to FDOT to talk about what might be able to be done in the future. And, you know, maybe fingers crossed something can change, but there's no promises. By the way, if you're in Cantonment and you cross any of these roads or see that they're still closed, can you shoot us a text at 437-1620? Because it's really hard to tell from, like, the Google traffic map, which I do not trust on this matter because they're saying some things are we're sure are not true. Like, what is it? Still says Olive is closed right through December. Is that right? Is that the one? Like, yeah, people were driving on Olive yesterday, I was told. So, you know, is Kingsfield open or not? Is 10 Mile is open, I understand. But like Roberts, is that open yet or not open? It's supposed to both Kingsfield and Roberts were supposed to open early this morning and then be closed again on Monday, by the way. Sorry about that, but there it is. And Chemstrand, same thing. It's closed. It's scheduled to open early this morning, but maybe it's open. I don't know. I don't have eyes on it. So you tell me. Country Lane is going to not close, apparently. El Camino, have no idea. Archer is supposed to be open, but it's going to close on Monday. And then Woodbury Circle and Beck's Lake are supposed to close, like, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday next week, according to signs in the area. But like I said, text me if you know, if you've had eyes on. I would love to know. Oh, somebody says, as of now, looks like they're open. Kingsfield, Archer, and Chemstrand are open. Somebody else says, okay, well, great. I mean, that's fantastic. But I would love to have a couple more eyes, or if you have pictures you want to send in, that's fine, too. 437-1620. Back to the county commission meeting. Ashley Hoffberger, it wasn't really her first meeting. It was her first meeting after the election, and she gave a statement. Just, you know, it's always good to say something to folks about the honor of being elected.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow commissioners, and Escambia County citizens. It is truly an honor to sit here tonight as your District 4 County Commissioner. I want to thank you for trusting me with this responsibility, and it is with sincere humility that I accept the privilege to advocate for our community.
There you go. Love to hear that. It's the right thing to say when you're, you know, getting elected to a position for the first time.
Every day I am encouraged by the resilience and the passion of our citizens, and I am looking forward to taking that passion and rolling it into meaningful movement for our community forward.
Naturally.
I am here.
And I think she was reading a statement. It certainly sounded like that. And somebody said, well, why doesn't she just speak from her heart? Hey, she does that too pretty well, but you know, it's a momentous occasion. You want to get it right. It doesn't bother me.
I'm here to ensure that your voices are heard and your needs are addressed. Thank you for your trust, your support, and your engagement. Together, we will continue to build an Escambia County that is united, safe, and thriving, and somewhere that we are all proud to call home. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yep. Very good. Yeah, very good. Oh, somebody texted in 437-1620. You know, Andrew, if only the Blue Angels did this air show every year and we could plan ahead for maybe 100,000 people getting on the base over the course of, you know, and each day over the course of 2 days. I didn't say it. They texted it. but you're not wrong. 437-1620, 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Well, no new accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. We've got reports that all the railroad crossings are open right now. So if you see one closed, let us know. 437-1620 is the number for you to text us in or call. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you've got a hardware project, a home improvement, a rebuild, anything like that that you need to do, Pensacola Hardware, they can take great care of you. They give you supplies and advice. That's what I always think of them for, is a great place to get advice on how to do things, because they have been here so long, since 1851, 173 years. They have helped so many people do these projects that they are really the institutional knowledge on how to fix things. And if you build things for a living, you know, you're a contractor, hey, they are your place, right? They know your industry. They have been helping people do this for 173 years, and they know how to do it today. You look around town, and they have helped build that and that and that and that and that. Why? Because they know. It's their livelihood. It's not just like sometimes you go to a place, you don't want to even ask advice because, like, I probably know more than that person does. Not a Pensacola Hardware. They will know more, and they can help you with it. Plus, they have an outstanding houseware section in the front where you can buy, you know, grills and cutlery and, you know, Yeti merchandise, like all kinds of stuff that, you know, if you need to buy somebody a gift for Christmas, that is a great place to go. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The King invites you to the 23rd Annual Mobile Renaissance Fair, Wild West Roundup, Pirate Fest, this weekend at Medieval Village, 30569 Osprey Lane, Robertsdale, Alabama. Eat, drink, and be merry while you are entertained by jousting knights, wizards, fire breathers, sword fights, pirates, gypsy dancers, cowboy shootouts, falconry, and much more. The Mobile Renaissance Fair, November 16th and 17th and 23rd and 24th in Robertsdale, Wilcox Road, exit 53. Visit gcrf.us.
The Port of Pensacola, where history and opportunity converge. Since 1754, they've been a cornerstone of Northwest Florida's economy. And today, they're home to over 20 leading businesses, including CMEX Materials, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. More than just a port, they're a vital part of our region's growth. Discover the potential at portofpensacola.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
first remembrance is for actress Robin Wright due to her refusal to repent for her portrayal of Jenny Curran, the on-again, off-again romantic partner of Forrest Gump. During an interview with the Sacred and Holy New York Times, you know, all the liberalism that's fit to print, Wright was asked if she thought her character Jenny was an anti-feminist role. She replied, "No, it's not about that. She was kind of selfish." Well, Robin, wrong again. Jenny was far more than just selfish. She was the very embodiment of every sexist view of women you've ever heard. Without a husband to protect her from herself, she falls into drug use and prostitution, which we don't judge her for, of course. But this leads to her contracting and ultimately dying from AIDS and needing Forrest to rescue her and their son from her bad choices. If only this misguided and frail princess of a character had stayed with the steadfast and faithful Prince Charming who loved her, all her woes could have been avoided. Instead, she kept betraying him, only to repeatedly return to him for validation and support. A completely anti-feminist character. And for her to refuse to condemn this role is unacceptable. Now, some will say, it's unfair for us to hold an actress accountable for a movie she made before some of our finer woke-alites were even born. These heathen will even say it's impossible to keep up with the ever-changing standards of our religion. They will ask, how can we do right if a movie that was nominated for 13 Academy Awards, winning 6 including Best Picture just 30 years ago, can be so unacceptable now in the year of our rainbow, 2024? But need I remind you of the eighth principle of wokeness? Morality must be ever-changing, shifting, and progressing. It's only by becoming that we can ever truly be. How else can we know who is properly adapting to the times and who is stuck in the past? We aren't conservatives, you know, the sort of people who believe in tradition, continuity, consistency, and stability over time. In other words, it's the very essence of our religion that we must constantly be rejecting that which we stood for yesterday. As we sometimes say in small group, revise, Forrest, revise. But notice that Jenny isn't the only problem with the film, which also features a neurotypical Tom Hanks playing the alternately abled neurodivergent title character, and also an able-bodied Gary Sinise playing a paraplegic, both of which are clear violations of the Global Compact to Stop Ableism and Body Capability Appropriation of 2018. And don't get me started on how the movie makes a mockery of the important anti-war protests of the 70s, winks and nods at a criminal President Nixon, and totally ignores important historical issues around race and militarism. However, we do like the way it exposes capitalism as a giant game of luck, separating the fortunate sons who buy the lucky apple stock or have their shrimp boat in the right place during a hurricane from those poor unfortunate souls who suffer failure and poverty through no real fault of their own. But these small pluses certainly do not outweigh the massive minuses. No, dear Othern, we are not a smart people, but we know what virtue is. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, the Swamp Foxes of Navy Helicopter Maritime Strike Squadron 74, who recently visited Naval Air Station Pensacola and took some photographs for the Defense Visual Information Distribution Service, usually referred to as DVIDS, in which they were sporting an extremely offensive squadron arm patch. The patch depicts two Tusken Raiders, or Sand People, from Star Wars wielding their iconic gaffy stick in the crosshairs of a targeting site with the words Houthi Hunting Club Red Sea 2023-2024. Referring to the Fox's activities against Yemeni freedom fighters while stationed aboard that edifice of military-industrial fascism, the USS Eisenhower. Look, it's bad enough we live in a country that squanders so much of its productivity on imperialist, bellicose adventurism around the world, but selecting innocent Muslim idealists for airborne slaughter and then dehumanizing them by comparing them to a racist stereotype in a science fiction movie is just completely beyond the ebony. Sand people? For Arabs? Surely you must be joking. And although the pictures and the post have now been removed, without an explanation, by the way, the patches do remain available for sale online. Now, someone might ask how we know it's racist to compare an actual people group to an imaginary band of tribal warriors from science fiction. But if anything, the fictional nature of the people being used here makes the racism even worse. These defenders of white supremacy culture may even claim it's a form of respect, since the Tusken Raiders were fierce and crafty fighters who always traveled in single file to conceal their numbers. Unlike the clumsy stormtroopers with their disorganized troop movements and inaccurate blaster fire. But don't you see that comparing our honorable Yemeni Muslim revolutionary Othern to these mutants of the Jungan Waste as savages because they also happen to inhabit a sandy desert like Tatooine is clearly a racial slur rooted in the whitest of trope mongering. What, will you start referring to them as Bantha jockeys next? I don't think so. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, I know I don't need to remind you of that horribly apocalyptic election last week in which he who Whoopi shall not name inexplicably won re-election of the presidency in spite of everything he's done to deprive women of access to safe and essential reproductive health. Nevertheless, one of the most encouraging things we saw in the aftermath of that atrocity was the online tens of devoted liberal women pledging to punish the men in their lives for the election outcome by depriving them of sex for the duration of his pregnancy. Presidency, sorry. Yes, it's once in a while. Yes, devout. Can I get a restart, John? Yes, these devout and saintly feminists are engaging in a sex strike. No sex, no dating, no marriage, and no having children with men. For the next 4 years, or until abortion access is restored. Asking fellow devotees to join the protest, delete their dating apps, and become unswipeable for chilling, these brave ladies are saying, as one did, if men won't respect our bodies, they don't get access to our bodies. As another brave woman said, I personally think if all these men are voting to take our rights away, they don't deserve to touch a woman for the next 4 years. So hope you thought that through, you guys. Now, yes, I'm aware that some snarky critics from the misogynosphere have quipped that these women appear to be responding to the loss of access to abortion by engaging in sexual abstinence. They say this actually proves the point that taking away abortion access is a useful tool for making people follow traditional morality. Still others have postulated that if enough liberal women make themselves unavailable in the sexual marketplace, horny men, by which we mean men, will instead mate with only conservative women and thereby breed more conservatives, thus dwindling the domestic supply of children raised in woke homes. But if you merely consulted your Holy Handbook of Idiocracy, Volume 7, Chapter 4, you would see that we already have control of the schools. We don't need the parents to be woke as long as we indoctrinate the children into our ways when they're in our care during the school day. So if we're trying to do the right thing by punishing men for being men, regardless of whether they personally deserve it, we say, well done, ye anti-sexual feminists of America. Way to engage in abstinence for Kamala. I'm sure she will appreciate it. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Refreshments this week are provided by Fool Me Twice, the famous grill house serving up delectable plant-based imitation burgers with non-dairy, soy-based imitation cheese that is sure to give your tummy a run for its money. Yes, at Fool Me Twice, their certified food without a face compliant double imitation non-burger is sure to make you run to the back room again and again. Fool Me Twice, you can really taste the virtue.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
6:29 on a perfectly flawless delivery Friday. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
I'm sorry. Wow. Can we just boycott traffic after the train?
All the railroad crossings are open and all
is
good.
That's right. All is good. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Many of them are closing on Monday or Tuesday, by the way. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
You know, I'm just glad we finally got verification that Andrew McKay is human.
Every day.
I thought you were some type of a news radio robot, but apparently not. The FBI says it's arrested an ISIS supporter in the Houston area. Anas Siad was arrested and charged with attempting to provide material support to ISIS. Court documents say he was targeting military members in that area, synagogues, and even the Israeli consulate office. Measles cases are up worldwide, but deaths from measles are down. A new report from the World Health Organization says cases of the disease rose by 20% from 2022 into 2023, but deaths dropped by 8%.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:30 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, the base is having a change of command today. So we're going to have the first female commanding officer of the base installed as Village. Captain Terry Shashati is going to change command and retire. So that should be great. Great ceremony. It always is this morning.
Jelosi, President-elect Donald Trump nominating Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to make America healthy again as the Health and Human Services Secretary.
Kennedy's priorities include overhauling food production to ban pesticides and genetically modified organisms, cracking down on food chemicals, and reexamining vaccine approvals. Some public health officials have raised alarm about his views on vaccination, which are likely to be scrutinized during the confirmation process.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. Incoming Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
The Senate will perform
its constitutional role under advice and consent, but we are not going to allow the Democrats to thwart the will of the American people in giving President Trump the people that he wants in those positions.
At a Mar-a-Lago gala last night, Trump also announced North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum for Interior Secretary and former Congressman Doug Collins to lead the VA. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 55 degrees in Pensacola and mostly clear skies right now. A teenage girl is facing charges for sending out AI deepfake nude images to classmates. Pensacola police say the girl got the images off of a male acquaintance's phone, then held them for about a month and sent those images to other high school students, some of which were not the people depicted in the photos. That girl is now charged with promoting an altered sexual depiction of an identifiable person without consent. It's a third-degree felony. She turned herself into police yesterday. Now, the city of Pensacola has approved a redevelopment plan for Hollis T. Williams Park. That work is expected to begin next year on the $31 million initiative to reconnect the historically black neighborhood, which was separated when the I-110 overpass was built.
This framework plan that's being voted on tonight is this holistic effort to say, not only are we building this park, but we're being mindful of everything that happens. How do we connect people to the park? Is it safe to walk, to bike, safe to walk? How about neighbors that have lived there for 40 or 50 years?
Potentially be in the running to take that seat. One name we can cross off the list is State Representative Alex Andrade.
I have a daughter who's not quite 2 years old yet, and she's grown up more and more every single day, like to the point that I don't want to blink. I happen to like hanging out with my wife and my daughter, and I'd like to potentially have more children in the future. So the idea of going to Congress is not appealing, mainly just because I wouldn't be able to do the job well. Like I'd want to spend too much time with my family, and that's one job where you got to be kind of out for yourself.
And a couple other names that can be crossed off the list so far, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves and Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Andrade did mention some other names that he thought may potentially be interested. That included former Mayor Ashton Hayward, former State Senator Doug Broxson, current State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Okaloosa County School Superintendent Mark Chambers. And so far, there's no word on who does plan to run in the Republican primary. On the Democrat side, Gay Valamont is expected to resume her campaign for that District 1 House seat. Well, Tropical Storm Sarah appears to have delayed the SS United States' move from Philadelphia to the Gulf Coast. The ocean liner was set to begin that journey today from Philadelphia to the port of Mobile, but with Sarah now expected to move into the Gulf next week, that journey is being pushed back. There's currently no word on when that will happen. Once the SS United States does make it to the Gulf Coast, they'll begin preparing it for its new life as the largest artificial reef in the world. That'll be sunk off the coast of Okaloosa County. Florida's taking legal action against FEMA. Attorney General Ashley Moody announcing yesterday she's going after current and former FEMA officials for conspiracy to discriminate against Florida hurricane victims that supported Donald Trump. Moody's referring to whistleblower reports that FEMA workers in Highlands County were directed to ignore storm victims in households that displayed Trump signs or flags. Moody called those revelations damning. She's taking legal action against Washington and FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Just seeing some minor delays at 9 Mile and 29 at that intersection. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much, John. Now taking a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Feeling the effects of a cold front on this Friday morning. Temperatures in the middle to lower 50s across the Pensacola area going into the afternoon. Still going to be on the cooler side, only going to top out in those lower 70s. Lots of sunshine on tap heading into tonight. Waking up tomorrow morning, temperatures will be in the lower 50s to upper 40s. Yet again, with temperatures staying in the lower 70s through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WEAR First Morning Weather Update.
And thank you very much, Marion. And it is a little bit cooler out there right now, 54 degrees in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, and Milton. Our next news at 7, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Social media startup Blue Sky says it's gained more than a million new users in the past week. It's a sign some people are changing their habits following the presidential election. Blue Sky claims 15 million total users, a fraction of the number of accounts on Elon Musk-owned X. A positive sign for China's lagging economy, the country's e-commerce behemoth Alibaba beat profit expectations in a new earnings report. It pointed to robust growth in total sales. Investors are watching whether a slew of recent stimulus measures will resuscitate economic growth in China. The price of so-called liquid gold may finally be heading lower. The world's largest producer of olive oil says it expects prices to nearly cut in half over the next couple of months. A run of extreme weather and drought in southern Europe has severely impacted oil harvests. On Wall Street, the post-election rally continues to fizzle. Futures are lower by about 0.5%. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. Trust your vehicle to the best auto service center in Pensacola, Bobby Likas Auto Service. For years, you've relied on Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway for maintenance and repairs, and now you have a choice. Keep taking your vehicle to the Davis Highway shop or go to their new location on Pensacola Boulevard. That's right, Bobby Likas Auto Service now has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. So keep your vehicles running smooth with their maintenance service program, and when your car or truck needs repairs, big or small, bring it to either location. Engine repairs, brake work, transmissions, air conditioning, power steering, and more. They can take care of it. Keep your vehicle on the road with the help of Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and also on Pensacola Boulevard. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Kick off the holidays with WSRE's Festival of Trees and take home the tree of your dreams. Trees and wreaths, decorated by local designers, will be on display November 15th through the 17th in the WSRE Amos Studio at Pensacola State College. Each will be up for auction and for sale in support of WSRE PBS and the programs you love. Catch the spirit of the season at WSRE's Festival of Trees. There'll be free photos with Santa and holiday music, too. Admission is free.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802, Crosstrek starting at $25,262, or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Thank you.
just like to bring up the fact that I'm disappointed that the sales tax did not pass. That's going to make a big difference in what we can do the next year as far as financial road development goes. So I want people to understand that this was just not a do we want tax or don't we want tax bill. So when you don't see things get going and you don't see things going fast enough or getting paid fast enough, understand that that some of us denied that bill.
So that was I thought that was an appropriate comment from Cherry Chapman. She's a frequent flyer. She's a Pitchfork Posse founding member. You know, they got their way in Milton. They've maybe sort of got their way in Santa Rosa County too. Maybe not. Anyway, I think a lot of other factors were at play there as well. But this is a good point, which is, look, if you vote down a tax, it means you have less money available to do stuff. It's what Colton Wright has been saying as well. And, I mean, just generally speaking, that's true. That's the cost. And sometimes, I guess I always wonder when people vote down a tax. And I don't take a position on taxes. I'm not trying to tell you which way to vote. I just usually don't, you know. Sometimes I try to inform you what it's supposed to be in case people are unclear. But the notion that when it comes to taxes, I think sometimes we vote to not want to pay as opposed to voting to not get what we would be paying for. I said that very clumsily. Sometimes we just vote because we don't want a tax instead of really thinking, well, what would we get? You know, what are we missing out on when we vote it down? And so it's fair to talk about the things that are, you know, missing because of that. In fact, where was the other comment that, no, not that one. Also in that meeting, I thought there was another comment that was kind of about how Santa Rosa County organizes their information. Chris Kerb, who's the, you know, the flood defenders guy in both counties, here's what he said.
You know, I read y'all's, agenda items, and, I'm used to Escambia County, and I actually brought y'all a copy of a board agenda. It's pretty thick. It's got a lot more information in it and a lot less questions you might have from the public if y'all did it more like this. But I wanted to submit this to the record. Maybe y'all could be a little more transparent with your recommendations. Thank you.
So this is actually a unique opportunity because I think I'm one of the few people who really looks at all of the different ones as one person, you know, because I know like the PNJ has a Santa Rosa person and a Escambia person, and I don't know that they look at each other's stuff all that. Look at the other. I read the agenda for Escambia County, for Santa Rosa County, for Milton, for Gulf Breeze, for Pensacola. Like, so, and because I watch all these different meetings, you can't watch Gulf Breeze unless you go in person. But I watch all these meetings so I know what they do and how they do it differently, which gives me kind of a really interesting perspective on what works and what doesn't work. And I kind of wish some of the elected officials would do that too, because they would learn, oh, we could do that this way, right? And it would work better. Anyway, but when it comes to agendas, he's really right. You know, I don't get a lot of chance to talk about how the county commission in Escambia County does something well. The agenda presentation is very good. And what I mean by that is they might have like 80 items on the agenda, but the header for each one is very clear. It's a headline, like in the newspaper, sort of. It tells you what the basic item is. And if you want more information, you click and there's a really good summary. And they've got a map, typically, if like it's a subdivision or something like that. It's very easy to digest. It might be the easiest of all of them, because of how it's interlinked on the internet, as well as Claire. Pensacola does a pretty good job. Gulf Breeze does a pretty good job. Santa Rosa County is terrible. I mean, it just is. It's almost impenetrable. Like, you literally have to go look at the thing and then look at all the backup. Like, there's no mid-level for you to understand what's going on. And the summaries are very scant. And I've talked with Brad Baker about this. You know, I've mentioned to him that, you know, that's something they, and he's said that's something they know they can work on. So when Chris Kerb recommends this, he's recommending something that they're already trying to improve, and they've, you know, kind of been advised. At least I know I've told them as well. 437-1620, 437-1620. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale. Get matched with your perfect bed and save up to $700. On a wide selection of quality mattresses. You can see the store for details. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're seeing the traffic is rolling smoothly right now, but if you're going from downtown Milton into East Milton, you're going to see maybe a 5 to 7 minute delay there. Good news, all railroad crossings are open, but don't enjoy it for too long because Monday's right around the corner. So I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, several of them are going to be closed on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. You know, we know next week they're going to be back to work. I'm not quite sure what they're doing over the weekend or if they're doing anything over the weekend, but that's what the schedule looks like. If you want an update, go to our Facebook page or my Facebook page, either one. We try to give you as up-to-date of the information as it can possibly be. And I actually went through all of the old posts and put a big note on them. Out-of-date information. Ignore this. Check back. Because I realized that with all the shares, there's hundreds of people who are seeing posts from 3 days ago. They're like, what do you mean 9 miles closed? You know, well, yeah, it was when that post was made. So trying to keep that all updated. Hey, if you have an import that you want to get serviced because it's a nice quality import, right? A BMW, Lexus, a Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar. You might think I got to take it to the dealership. That is not true. There's a federal law that protects you in not having to take it to the dealership. And you might think, well, they're the only ones who work on these cars. No, Bobby Likas Auto Service, they work on these cars all the time. You know, so many that they have now two locations. They just recently expanded their second location, Davis Highway, and now on Highway 29. Domestic vehicles, of course. Diesel vehicles, yes. You might think that's a specialty item, and a little bit it is, but they work on those, okay? Gas engines, no problem. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car. They want you to come and see them a little bit more often for the small stuff so you don't have to see them for the big, catastrophic, expensive, inconvenient stuff. That's what preventative maintenance is all about. And if you have a fleet of cars, like you have a business and or you're responsible for the operations of a company and you've got a couple of cars you oversee, GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, they work with them. So one car, many cars, diesel, gas, import, domestic, Davis Highway, US 29. They are nothing but choices at Bobby Likas Auto Service.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hi, I'm Chad Pico with Affiliated Insurance. Are you missing out? 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance. For some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
You have nothing, nothing to threaten me with. Nothing to do with all your strength.
Oh, did you see the slap heard around the world? Mike Tyson slapping Jake Paul?
Yes, I did. I heard it.
Oh, man. Who's your money on in this fight tonight?
Oh, Mike.
Yeah.
I have
Mike 100%. I'll take any odds you give me. I gotta bet, $100 to win a buck. I'm betting on Mike Tyson, mm-hmm.
For sure. Every single time.
Did you see? I mean, you saw him. He's just... it just looks like one giant muscle wrapped around this skeleton. he's so fit right now.
And he's training, and his hand speed is so fast, because I was watching the Netflix episodes.
Oh, all right.
So I was just like, wow.
He's going to pummel Jake Paul. There's no chance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you would have thought, well, he's old, you know, or he's an old man. Whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Old man strength is weird. Like, old man strength is strong, you know? Right. And, I mean, you know, he's not that old, but 58.
And more wisdom and more technique.
Experience. Yeah. Yes, all of it, right. Yeah. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, concur, what do you think?
Absolutely. You know, in a way, he looks better than he did in 2005.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the losses, he was a little bit not so cut. He's chiseled.
And he was not in the best place, I think, mentally at that point, you know? And yeah, so I can't wait. This is going to be great tonight.
One round? One round knockout?
No, they're going to dance for a round. No, I think it'll go longer.
You think he'll play around a little bit?
Yeah, they will.
Milk it for Netflix? All right. Mm-hmm.
Well, with about 2 weeks left in hurricane season, November's third named storm could hit the U.S. next week. Residents on the Gulf Coast being warned to watch the forecast. The National Hurricane Center says Sarah could bring life-threatening conditions to Central America along the way. Police in Los Angeles, this is a really disturbing incident here. Police in Los Angeles investigating the death of a newborn baby in the city's Skid Row. Police say a baby was either dropped or thrown from a fourth floor window. Officers detained one woman, but she's since been released. And Oxford University, Andrew, has released its shortlist for the 2024 Word of the Year. So are you ready for this year's contenders?
Yeah, every year. With great anxiety and trepidation. Go on.
All right. So this year's contenders are lore, brain rot, dynamic pricing, demure, slop, and romanticy.
Okay. So demure is not a new word. it's getting used in the wrong way. But okay. Dynamic pricing. All right. That's a term. That's the surge pricing, that's the pricing at the time of the day when things are in demand, like at a restaurant or New York City. What were the other ones at the end?
Let's see. Slop, romanticy, brain rot was in there.
All right. You going to give us a definition, or are you just going to tease us with the word?
I don't have the definitions in front of me here. So I don't know. Voting is open until November 28th. You can vote for your favorite word of the year here.
Romanticy, is that A-S-Y?
Yes, A-S-Y.
Okay, so that's like a romance / fantasy.
I guess so. Okay. I don't know what any of this stuff is, to be honest. I just seize it and I says it.
That's
about it.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 654 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. A couple of interesting notes that came out of the Santa Rosa County meeting this week. One of them is, and I know this doesn't affect everybody, but for the folks who live in this area, in Oriel Beach, and whose kids go to Oriel Beach Elementary, Colton Wright had a very interesting note for you.
Quick comment on item number 10, Oriel Beach Elementary drainage. I just want to thank Rebecca for her hard work on that. I think it was almost 2 years ago when we originally met out there, so it kind of echoes Commissioner Parker on how long sometimes things take. But just so people are aware of this, there's some off-site concerns that are contributing to some poor drainage. That basically makes the entire recess practice area, the entire area where the kids go out and play let loose a little energy from being cooped up in the classroom, that entire area gets completely flooded with water, and it takes days and days for it to drain off. So you oftentimes end up with an entire week where the kids can't go out and play during recess.
Man, you know, that's great news for the folks who go to that school. And obviously, you know, we have so many drainage and flooding and stormwater mitigation issues that, you know, it's nice to see, you know, one get solved here, one get solved there, and that gradually makes everything a little bit better. Also, the mayor this week talking about recycling, which I know is a frustration for you. I was with him yesterday at Leadership Pensacola. I was helping moderate the forum where he was discussing things at the airport with the LEAP class, and recycling came up a bunch. But I know people's perception of recycling, because, you know, people think this way, is why did the mayor ruin recycling? Why did the mayor take it away? Because of the pricing, the cost, and the way people were not doing it well, it was costing us an awful lot of money as a city to do this thing badly and not even accomplishing the end result of what you want to have happen. But there is hope coming.
We are in the final stages of our finalizing a partnership with an organization, nonprofit called the Recycling Partnership, and they partner with municipalities, counties all over the country to help either start or restart recycling programs. And this is a relationship that I've made with work in U.S. Conference of Mayors, and that they're a great resource to mayors all over the United States, and lots of success stories of helping start and restart programs. So we are finalizing a grant with the Recycling Partnership, where they're going to come in and not only help us with some infrastructure when we come back with what I kind of say is recycling 2.0, but also with some of the education and some of the communication that will be required to restart it. So we're very, very thankful for that. More to come probably at some point this month. We'll be able to give you some of the details of what that's looking like, but it's a significant grant that will put us in a much, much better position than we were when we ended the program.
Yeah, there's basically this entity that goes around and helps municipalities resuscitate the recycling programs and defray costs because they partner with companies. So that the companies can say they're helping participate in recycling. Like, it's a really interesting model, and we'll know more about that next week. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
If you're traveling I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, I'm going to say you have about a 7-minute delay, is just congestion. No accidents to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, I went to the Oxford site to learn. Romantasy is a genre of fiction combining romantic fiction and fantasy. That sort of fits for me. Why is lore on this? Slop is art, writing, or other content generated using artificial intelligence, shared and distributed online in an indiscriminate or intrusive way. Low quality, inaccurate. I thought it was food. It is, right? For pigs.
Right.
Lore as a body of supposed facts. These are not new words. I don't understand. These are not new words even at all. Okay, fine. You know, I always thought it was supposed to be sort of new terms. Like dynamic pricing, that's a new concept. But brain rot's not new. Demure is certainly not new, although it's been used as if it's new by, you know, in sort of weird ways. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, this is kind of interesting. There's a theory out there. This is like, I hate to end the hour on this, but this is one of those health news notes that's a little bit sad, but will help you understand the world a little bit better. The theory going is that loneliness might actually be a symptom of dementia, that they seem to be interconnected, that there's some kind of connection between socializing and intellectual activity and feeling lonely. And, you know, we're not quite sure of the whole cause and effect thing. And I know for some people, they're like, man, I feel lonely, and now I got to worry about that's going to make me, you know, lose my mental capabilities and my memory. Yeah, I know. But you always think, well, what's the reverse? What can we do? Well, be around people, be talking, be engaged. It's just like all the old, you know, get your brain being active, and you're likely to ward off this stuff more than if you just sit around and watch TV all day.
Listen on air at night.